All right, let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
Coming off last week, which I thought was one of our best weeks ever for music with Ed Sheeran. We are now going back to Eddie Money. Baby, Hold On.
Good one.
Jack Oliver joins us from Classic Hits KEYN. Jack, Eddie Money or Ed Sheeran?
That's, you know, both of them different, even though they're rock and roll people, different genres to me.
Ed Sheeran?
Ed Sheeran does this, and, you know, it's all under the umbrella of rock and roll, I guess. But remember when Eddie Money played the Big Dog Motorcycle Rally?
Yes, I warmed up
on
for
Douglas,
him.
You know?
Do you, of course I remember, because Dewey and the Big Dogs, which you're aware of, played before, because Sheldon Coleman obviously was the owner of Big Dog Motorcycles. Yeah. And as often happened, I was asked to come up and sing Rocky Mountain Way with that band. And, of course, we've seen what's happened to my music career since then.
Stellar.
Isn't it? Hasn't he been amazing over the years?
Well, I am invited to be in a band, and we're going to get together and rehearse very soon.
Good. What are you playing?
This could be, you know, this could be big.
Well, let's hope it is. I'll watch one of your gigs, maybe.
Jack Oliver with us. We've got all kinds of acts. I think a couple weeks ago to a month ago, we were lamenting the fact that, hey, things just aren't shaking very much right now. But here we are a month later, and we're booked until October.
It is quite amazing. They kind of come in series, and they give people enough time to buy tickets. And then when everything's just about ready to run out, all of a sudden they announce a bunch of acts coming in. And here in town, of course, you know, we've got ZZ Top coming up. Hartman Arena, which is always fun, you know, three little guys that just
love ZZ Top. They play rock and roll.
Yep.
For 2 hours, and it's good.
Have you ever seen ZZ Top? Okay.
Yeah. What's wrong? Wait a minute.
I saw them at Century 2 and was underwhelmed, but I don't know. That was just me. It's just three guys on the stage, and that's fine. That's fine. It's fine, Jack.
That's all they do.
Yeah. But what's your point?
It's fine.
Let Jack talk.
Yeah. How about Tech N9ne? Have you seen the Tech N9ne
show?
Here's
what I don't mean to skip down, but this damn...
I want to know what you think about Tech N9ne.
I don't.
Because Jack has a story.
Okay, do you have a story?
Always one of the most organized guys in the hip-hop world.
What does that mean?
Independent Records.
Okay.
He's hit number 4 on the charts with his independent records. He does everything himself. Most organized guy. You go to a show, it starts on time. The people work for him start on time, or he tosses them off the tour.
Wow.
And he actually lives in Kansas City, and he tours a lot throughout the Midwest. But
not Johnson County, though,
no,
right?
He gets all the money himself, which is great. I like acts that do that.
I wanted to ask you, July 28th, 29th, we're skipping over some things that I'm interested in.
Mm-hmm.
But the Damn Music Festival, Well, we got wind, but where? Where is that?
It's out at El Dorado at the lake, right on the dam.
Right on the dam.
That makes sense.
The only dam around here.
That's the only one we got? Well, we got, okay.
And it's going to be a 2-day event, which should be a lot of fun. Hank Williams Jr., Leonard Skinner, they play one night. Gretchen Wilson, I think, and Logan Mize play on the Friday night. I think Hank Williams Jr., Skinner play on Saturday night.
So. I like Gretchen Wilson.
Is Gretchen Wilson still big, or she lost? She was really big when she debuted.
You know, the redneck girl deal. And she sold about 8 million copies, so she can do whatever she wants to
the rest
of her life. Yeah.
She's good to go.
Yeah.
Well, she's coming to El Dorado.
I'd see that.
Yeah, I like her. I think she does a good job.
All right, if you ask me to name a couple things that maybe I'd like to see, well, I love the River Festival. I love the diversity of what they have coming. But I was not aware that Randy Newman will be here for the River Festival.
They just booked him last Friday, okay? And he's going to be on stage. Marsha Ball is going to open, who is one of my favorites, on a Friday night. And then Randy Newman's going to come, and people probably know Randy Newman for Short People as kind of like his own one song that he had a hit with, but he wrote so many songs for people all those years.
All over the place.
Just tremendous, and he's kind of a quirky guy a little bit, so that should be interesting.
I Love L.A. is my favorite Randy Newman song.
That's a good
song.
That's a good one.
I'm interested in What?
Oh, nothing.
Were you going to go?
You want all these contemporary things.
Well, I want to talk about David Blaine. Is he going to do the bullet catch out at the Orpheum Theater on June 12th? I enjoy David Blaine.
You know, and that show has about, well, maybe less than 50 tickets left. So if you're going to go.
Are we going to get some in our building?
Buy those tickets. Because we want to send Jeffrey to shoot the bullet at David Blaine.
I don't think I want to.
And you saw that. I mean, that's one of those deals. About knocked him out when
he did
that.
Yeah, he's taking that on the road, as far as I know. But that seems pretty dangerous. I don't know if it is or not. It just seems like it is.
Maybe showmanship.
Great magic. A little bit different than the, what are the ones that the Cotillion is having? The Naked Magicians will be out there.
Not
a little bit different.
David Blaine will be clothed.
We've got the Melissa Etheridge. Now, that's a pretty good get, playing the Orpheum on July 23rd. Congratulations to all these venues. Again, we talked about this, Jack, but you know there's hearty competition between all these places. They're trying to get the best acts that they can, and when you have the Orpheum and the Cotillion and Hartman Arena and Intrust Bank Arena and other places that maybe even smaller, it's great for the music scene in Wichita.
It has really been nice these last few years as they put all that together. And, you know, Melissa Etheridge is actually from Leavenworth, Kansas. Not Johnson County. And, of course, she won a Grammy, you know, and does all this great music out there. So that's going to be nice. I cannot remember the last time she was in town. I know she was here once, but I cannot, you know, remember that. And so that's going to be tickets on her show go on sale this Friday.
Well, let's just run down what Wichitans have the opportunity to see over the next couple of months. Huey Lewis and the News coming up May 19th at the Kansas Star Arena. ZZ Top at the Hartman Arena. Julianne Hough and Derek Hough. I don't know.
Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, I know. But what do they dance?
Yes. Yeah, they do.
I'm not going to pay that. Excuse me. I'm not paying to see someone dance.
Why?
Who's ever done that?
The great one of the, you wouldn't go see Fred Astaire
dance?
Yeah. Well, what else would he do?
He sang.
Well, Ginger Rogers. Yeah. Did
Ginger
she sing?
Ginger Rogers, yeah.
here's where he doesn't know.
Gregory Peck. Did he sing?
No, he didn't sing.
Okay. I know three
Tech
dances.
Nine. Then you got the River Fest with Flaming Lips, Mavis Staples, Marsha Ball, Randy Newman, among others. You got the Brit Floyd. Tell me about that one, the immersion.
They do
tour.
The Pink Floyd show.
That's,
you know,
good.
Basically.
All Everclear, right. I enjoy.
Yeah. David Blaine, Jamie Johnson, who's done some work with Don Henley. That's how we know
and
him.
And he was here in town. He substituted for Merle Haggard when Merle died and Willie was here. Jamie Johnson came in and did a complete Merle Haggard set.
No, wow. He could do it. He has that kind of voice.
Tremendous. And he's done worked with Kid Rock here.
Yes.
Everclear, Johnny Lang, Ted Nugent, Neil Diamond, Melissa Etheridge, the Steve Miller Band, Lyle Lovett, Hank Williams, Gretchen Wilson, Lynyrd Skynyrd. I mean, it's just Dwight Yoakam, and Kansas wraps it up on October 21st at the Hartman Arena. So you've got all that
to go
here
and
in the
see.
Next 6 months.
You know, and I find it amazing. We threw a thing out on Facebook yesterday. They were talking about in Canada how they're having a hard time with people starting shows at 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night, and they're going to start moving their shows up to 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock for people to go to. And
is that the aging of Canada?
That's the aging of Canada and America. We had a lot of great comments from people going, why not? You know, do shows over happy hour. Don Beam does those type of shows where he'll have, he had Chubby Carrier in not long ago down at the Crown. He's bringing in a couple more blues acts. And he starts those shows 5:30, 6 o'clock, and it's like a happy hour show, hour and a half, just like going to the concert, only you go early. Food
not
trucks.
Not a bad concept.
And a lot of people are trying to do that. I talked to Richard out at the Cotillion, and he said, you know, being the Cotillion is where it is, you know, it's kind of tough to do them out there.
Yeah.
So as a, we can't let you go, as our music business insider, have you heard anything about the Eagles reunion? Don Henley says they're adding a couple people to the lineup. What do you know?
I have not heard about who yet, but I did see the next one that they all booked is down in Mexico. Did you see that?
I saw that.
And it's all those acts again where you go and you stay a week. It's like having your own festival. And you go down to Mexico.
Don Henley solo.
Take a week off. And yeah, Don Henley will be there, you know, Journey again. And
be very interesting.
All these acts. So. It's
well,
everywhere.
We appreciate it. It was good to see you out last night, our opening night for League 42 out at McAdams Park. You have a couple of grandsons playing in the league.
Yep.
It was a festive, festive evening at McAdams Park.
Great night for the opener out
Beautiful
there.
Weather, and we're looking forward to night number two, day number two here coming up in just a little while. Thanks, Jack. We'll see you in a couple weeks. That's Jack Oliver from KEYN Classic Hits 103.7. You're listening to The Drive on KFH. Stay with us.